presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, it's a plane!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
And now Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, impervious to bullets, Superman, who mingles with ordinary men disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw him, Doc Kent and Lois Lane had come to the walled mountain village of Gravesend in answer to a letter from Lee Jenkins begging for aid against the terrible pillar of fire that was driving the people from their homes. After dire warnings to stay away from Gravesend, Lois was seized by old man Smith. Kent rescued her and forced Harris, a suspicious acting constable, to take them to the village elder's house. After Lois went to bed, the elder told Kent that Jenkins was unbalanced, that the so-called pillar of fire did not exist, that the people were not being driven from Gravesend. And then suddenly they heard a scream from Lois' room. They rushed to her door, found it locked. While the elder ran off to get help, Kent, as Superman, broke down the door and found the room empty. Lois was gone. And that story continues today. Superman still searches the room for Lois. Listen.
Miss Lane, where are you? Lois!
She's gone. The windows are barred and the door was locked, and yet she's gone. Hold on now. The elder said this house was over 300 years old. There must be a secret passage somewhere. That's the only way she could have been taken out of here. Well, we'll look for a hidden door or panel. Tap the walls until we find one that rings hollow. This one's solid. No good. Try the other side. No, nothing in this wall. Not the third one. No good again. Fourth wall is only a partition. Too narrow for a passageway. Must be one, and I've got to find it. That closet in the corner. Yes, this is it. Hollow. No time to waste looking for the panel release. I'll have to break right through. Back to give me a good start. Then forward. I'm through. I was right. This passage only goes in one direction. The people that took Miss Lane must have come through here. No time to lose. If I ever had to race against time, I've got to now. The passage seems to be going down into the earth. No one in sight yet. Faster. Faster before they get away. Faster.
Through the underground passages of Gravesend rockets a weird figure. Red cloak streaming in the wind, Superman races to the rescue of Lois Lane. But when he comes to the end of the tunnel and out into the open, he stops short, momentarily startled by the sight that greets his eyes, a solid sheet of orange flame leaping hundreds of feet into the air.
Great Scott, look at that flame. Must be the pillar of fire Jenkins spoke of. Oh, the elder was wrong. The pillar of fire does exist. Wait, what's that up on the cliff?
A figure.
No, two figures. Why, it's old man Smith. And he's carrying Lois on his shoulders. I've got to get to them, and quickly. Up, up, and away! Smith can't see me through all this smoke, but I can see him. Lois seems limp. Must have fainted. Smith crawling dangerously along close to the cliff edge. He might slip.
You, Smith! Put down that girl!
Dang it! Oh, I can't see a thing. Who's that? Where are you? Where'd you come from?
Never mind that now. Put down that girl, Smith.
Where are you? Stand back. Keep your distance. I got a gun.
No use. You can't see me and you know it. I'm coming after you.
Darn it, smoke. Stand back. I'll shoot.
Bullets bounce off me, Smith. Stop shooting and do as I say.
Hey, you must be the devil himself. I'll get away from here.
Look out. Careful of that girl, you fool. You'll go over the edge.
Smith. Stay away! Stay away!
Watch what you're doing. Look out, will you? Stop! Smith, I said stop!
Help!
Scott. Gone. Both of them slipped over the edge. I'll have to work fast. Down. Down fast before they fall clear of the cliff. Down. Where are they? Oh, this is smoke. There, I see them. Now then. Stop! Now, back to the top of the cliff. Away from the flames. Up! Up! Up!
Oh, Miss Lane. Miss Lane, are you all right?
Miss Kent, what happened? How did you get here?
Well, I heard you yell for help back at the house. Found that secret passage in your room and followed you.
Where's that? Where's that old man's head?
Right beside you, Miss Lane. Unconscious. You both fell off the cliff, slipped to that shelf below. Lucky I was able to find you and pull you up here.
That huge flame over there. What is it?
That's the pillar of fire. Now, Miss Lane, this is important. You remember the elder said the pillar of fire didn't exist?
But it does.
That's the point. That means he was probably also mistaken about Jenkins. And Jenkins may have been right when he said that the fire was being used to terrorize the people. Maybe old man Smith is in on the plot. It's got to make him talk.
But he's unconscious.
Well, he may have recovered. Let's have a look at him. Hey, his eyes are open. Smith, can you hear me?
I heard you. Heard everything you said.
All right, then. For your own good, talk and talk fast. What are you and Harris up to?
I ain't saying, and you can't make me.
Smith, I saved you from the fire once.
You better not try nothing on me.
I may decide to throw you back.
No, you wouldn't do that.
Oh, wouldn't I? You might be wrong.
Gosh almighty, put me down.
Are you ready to talk?
Yes.
Oh, good. Now, where were you taking Miss Lane and why?
To the cabin under the pillar of fire. The leader wanted to get her out of the way.
The leader, eh? Who is he?
No, don't ask me to do that.
Oh, I guess you didn't believe me a moment ago, eh?
No, wait, I'll tell.
Well?
The leader, the village elder.
The village elder?
And he was only playing a game with us all the time he was acting so friendly.
Yeah, when the bridge bombing went wrong.
Where's Jenkins?
He's dead. But I didn't do it. Harris did it after Jenkins found out about the pillar of fire.
What about the pillar of fire? Why is it being used to frighten the people?
Because he found a silver mine under it.
A silver mine?
Yes. The right that belongs to the town. We figured to drive away the folks and buy up the land for ourselves.
Where does the fire come from?
It's natural gas. The elder got some machinery from the city to control it. He can do anything he wants with it. Make it burn as high as mountains.
Mr. Kent, it doesn't sound possible.
I hardly believe it myself. Smith, are you sure you're telling us the truth?
So help me. I know when I'm late.
All right, then. Lead the way.
Why, too?
The cabin of the Pillar of Fire. I want to check up on that silver mine story of yours.
No. You can't go down there.
Why not?
The Allen Harris are down there. Going to set flames going full blast. Burn up the village.
What, now? This minute?
Yes. That's why the Allen made me take the girls and get her and you out of the way.
Oh, good heavens. Mr. Kent, all those people in the village.
Miss Lane, here's Smith's gun. Keep it pointed at him. Don't let him get away.
Oh, of course. Mr. Kent, where are you going?
To the cavern. Maybe it isn't too late to stop him. You wait here. Here, now. I'm out of sight.
This is another job for Superman. I'm going down there. Must stop that maniac in his fiendish plot. Down. Down. Through the plane. Down.
The oil left through the pipes.
All of it, 500 gallons, Elder.
Do the pipes feed well?
Yes, this and me went over them last night. The oil comes out in the hill and flows down to the town.
Good. If that compressor pumps up enough air, the flames will reach the oil. That'll be the end of Gravesend.
Elder, the pressure gauge!
5,000 pounds. We let it build higher. The greater the pressure, the higher the flame.
But the tanks can't take more than 7,000 pounds. They'll explode.
Don't worry. I'll throw the switch in time.
Elder! What? Look out!
Who are you? What do you want?
I'll save the explanation for later. Take your hand off that switch.
Stop him, Harris!
I said...
Harris, the switch!
I can't get past him!
7,000 pounds pressure! Good heavens!
Run the tank! They're going to explode!
Great Scott. That compressor tank did explode. Caught the Elder and Harris in their own trap. That's the end of them. The walls of the cabin are falling in. Block up the passages. I'll have to force some of those huge boulders out of the way. I'll try to break through over here, at the point where the pillar of fire used to be. By heavens, these rocks weigh tons and tons. There now. They seem to be giving a little. Here. I can make it. If I get that last big boulder out of the way. Now then, got to give it all my strength. Just going. Going. One last job. There. Ah, made it. Now, back to Miss Lane, quickly. Up, and away.
Mr. Kent, where are you?
Here I am, Miss Lane. Got back as soon as I could.
Oh, that terrific explosion up there. I was afraid. What happened?
That explosion was the end of the pillar of fire and the silver mine. Blown up. Buried deep in the earth. I saw it with my own eyes.
Oh, good heavens.
Say, where's old man Smith?
He knew the gun wasn't loaded. What? He fired all the cartridges. He only had three, and when you left, he started to scramble down the rocks and caught the explosion. Oh, it was terrible.
Well, anyway, they got their just desserts. Their loss is the town's gain. Now the people of Gravesend will be able to live in peace.
Yeah. from the Daily Planet will have a swell story. Say, we better find a telephone and call Mr. White.
Yeah, that's right. And if we do some fast driving, we can reach the city in time for the morning edition. Come on, Miss Lane.
The pillar of fire destroyed. The village elder and his men caught in their own death-dealing trap. And Clark Kent and Lois Lane win a great scoop for the Daily Planet. Once again, Superman scores in his ceaseless struggle in behalf of the weak and the oppressed. And for another thrilling story, don't forget to tune in next time and listen to the beginning of a new, exciting Superman adventure. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky!
Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.